From the New York Post, Biden is blasted for policing free speech with dystopian disinformation bureau. Yeah, this is something kind of out of like 1984, like the Ministry of Truth. Well, now we have our own Ministry of Truth in America. So for those of you out there thinking that America is not already a communist country, I suggest you go check out the main planks of the Communist Manifesto, and you will see that virtually all of them have already been implemented in America. And now we have our own Ministry of Truth, a literal governmental organization, taxpayer-funded. Well, actually, in reality, it is fiat currency funded, so money out of thin air, funded by the global elite bankers who are the real rulers of the world. And we have this government-funded organization that tells you what's true or what's lies. Yeah. That is under the Department of Homeland Security, is it? Yeah. Law enforcement organization that has a huge stockpile of ammunition. But guns are evil! Yeah, for you, not for them. So anyway, before I get into this story, I would like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate the raw, red-pill-in-your-face nature of my content to please go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. You will find a lot of useful and interesting social media links in the upper right-hand corner. I suggest at the very least you follow me on Twitter and Facebook so you can be kept abreast of any new content that I post. I also suggest that you choose to receive notifications of whenever I post new content so that when I post an announcement that I'll be doing a live show or put a new piece on BitChute, you will be notified. BitChute, by the way, is where I post most, in fact, all of my content. BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. You should definitely follow me there. And again, on Twitter and Facebook as well. And also, at TheRealistPhilosopher.com, at the bottom of the page, you will find three, count them, three donation options. If you'd like to support my continued content creation, I ask that you choose one of these donation options and contribute. Any amount is greatly appreciated, so go check that out, TheRealistPhilosopher.com. That is TheRealistPhilosopher.com. Anyway, back to the story. So, Biden is blasted for policing free speech with dystopian disinformation bureau. Well, he's blasted by the right. He's blasted by independent news outlets. He's not blasted by the mainstream media, that's for sure. Except maybe Fox News, but they don't really count because they're just controlled opposition shills that lead you to believe there's somebody on your side, but not really. They just distract you with symptoms of the problem that won't actually solve the problem, and then lead you to believe that somebody is speaking up for you so you don't have to do anything yourself. Like I said, controlled opposition. Anyway, oh big brother, President Biden came under fire Thursday for the creation of a dystopian disinformation bureau. It's so interesting that he came up with this at the exact time that Elon Musk is buying Twitter. Isn't that an interesting coinkydink? The moment that they lose one of their outlets where they spread disinformation and stop anybody else who disagrees with them from being able to speak, essentially censor people, the moment that they lose just one of their outlets for propaganda that they spread, it's okay if they spread disinformation, but not you, suddenly Biden goes into overdrive creating this Ministry of Truth, created under his Homeland Security Department. Great, so some unelected bureaucrats who get to tell me what I can or cannot say, or should not say. Lovely. Which critics are blasting as just a way for the government to police free speech online. So what exactly are they going to do to control speech? I mean, these are dudes with guns. I mean, the Department of Homeland Security is just an organization of dudes with guns who are supposedly there to fight terrorism. But it seems they're there to be jackbooted thugs for whatever the Democratic Party wants them to do. In this case, police free speech. How are they going to do that? I mean, are they going to create laws? Are they going to create regulations that haven't been voted into law by Congress? Are they going to do that? Oh, well, realist, if they tried to do that and it was unconstitutional, the courts would strike it down. only after those laws and regulations have been in place for a long time. A few months, a few years even. Look at how long it took for the federal court to opine on mask mandates. Over 2 years. I mean, by the time some court, federal or otherwise, chimes in, people will have become acclimated to having their speech controlled. And then the left will have moved that goalpost that 1 inches, 2 inches further and acclimated you to having less free speech. And then in the future, you'll be more likely to accept more restrictions on your speech. So it doesn't matter if a court strikes down whatever regulations they put into place, which will very likely be unconstitutional. We will have ended up living under them for months or years, accomplishing their goal. Accomplishing their goal, acclimating you to having less freedom and self-censoring. Conservatives slam the Department of Homeland Security's Orwellian Disinformation Governance Board, with some suggesting the timing is convenient, given Elon Musk's vow to make Twitter a free speech haven after his $44 billion takeover of the social media platform, notorious for selectively censoring right-leaning points of view. Yeah, and this is the New York Post as well, which is hardly what you would call a right-wing outlet. But of course, they're left-leaning doesn't mean anything, because the Overton window has shifted so far to the left that now this mostly left-leaning news outlet is now on the right. Based on how far the left has gone left. Oh, they used to be lefties, but not anymore. Yeah, no, they're righties. Yo, yeah. Okay. So, yeah. Of course, yeah. Notorious for selectively censoring right-leaning points of view. And they're absolutely notorious for that. No question. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley called the new board a disgrace that was designed to monitor all American speech. Yeah, of course, again, that kind of monitoring will be struck down by the courts, but it'll take a couple years for them to get to it. In a letter to Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, Hawley said he initially thought Wednesday's announcement was satire. Yeah, it's hard to believe this is actually something that's real and true. A ministry of truth in America. What are they going to do, by the way? Are they just going to make arguments from authority where we are the government authority and, you know, we're kind of getting tired of our shills in the media speaking for us, so we want to create an organization where we can directly tell you what to think and feel. And we want to call out what our enemies say is bullshit under the color of authority, and then all you lefty NPC front-loading morons out there will take what we say as gospel, even though you were supposedly revolutionaries, but now you're with and part of the man. Interesting. Surely no American administration would ever use the power of the government to sit in judgment on First Amendment speech of its own citizens. Sadly, I was mistaken. Yeah. Hawley wrote. Yeah, they're going to judge. So basically, is this going to have any policing powers? And if not, why is it under the Homeland Security? Why is it under the auspices of the Homeland Security Bureau if it's not going to have any policing powers? Because it's going to have policing powers. It's going to have policing powers. I guarantee it. They're going to pass regulations and restrictions that are on par with laws, but they're not going to have to go through Congress. Like the mask mandates and all the shutdowns and all that shit was 100% unconstitutional and was eventually struck down by federal courts. But guess what? It took years for that to happen. And this is going to take years to get struck down as well. And meanwhile, they're just pushing the Overton window inch by inch by inch by inch further left. And they're further acclimating you slowly but surely to authoritarianism and the loss of bodily autonomy and the loss of free speech. This is literally the boiling of the frog. You know about the boiling the frog. If you try to throw the frog into a boiling pot of water, it'll jump out. But if you slowly, slowly, incrementally turn up the heat, slowly heat the water, well, the frog gets used to it and he doesn't jump out. And when he does want to jump out, it's too late because now he's boiled and dead. Which you will be too if this shit is allowed. But of course it will be allowed. Rather than protecting our border or the American homeland, you have chosen to make policing American speech your priority. Well, yeah, you can't allow the other side to speak when your arguments are so specious. You can't allow that. When your arguments make no sense, you can't allow the other side to have an opinion. You can't allow a free and open marketplace of ideas when your ideas suck, okay? Florida Republican congressional candidate Dr. Willie J. Montag tweeted, is there anything more dystopian than a disinformation governance board run by the federal government? No. And, of course, they're going to say, oh, well, you know, we're starting this to counter disinformation on Russia and Ukraine. That's just a pretext. Bunch of nonsense. The truth of the matter is, this is to combat any narrative that is counter to their own. Okay? And I guarantee you there will be regulations. There will be seeming laws passed. There will be bureaucratic red tape put into place that will allow them to police your speech. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. And Texas GOP Congressman Troy Nels griped, they didn't need a disinformation governance board until Elon Musk threatened their control over the narrative. Correct. Correct. Absolutely correct. They thought they had a stranglehold on all media, social media, and the lamestream media. But then they lose just one of their propaganda outlets, and all of a sudden they're freaking out and they're losing it. And they need more control. Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert accused Democrats of spending the last week's planting the seeds for the backup plan in case the Twitter deal actually happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, of course, Congress, the Senate, they could vote to defund. But, you know, the Democrats have control. So, I don't know. She, too, called the news dystopian and said the left can't afford to let the truth be anything but what they say. So even, I mean, I would be very skeptical that the Republicans, that just, you know, sensible, reasonable, rational people in Congress and in the Senate would be able to defund this. Because, again, the Democrats have control. Now, maybe there are some red-pilled or at least reasonable Democrats that might vote for this, but I'm skeptical. And even if they are able to overturn this, say, when 2022 comes around, and we know that Democrats are going to lose control, which is why they're pushing this now, you'd still have that period of time between now and then that this would be instituted. And again, boiling the frog, slowly but surely, incremental movements toward authoritarian control. She too called the news dystopian and said the left can't afford to let the truth be anything but what they say. Absolutely. Hashtag Ministry of Truth was also trending on Twitter as critics compared the new board to George Orwell's 1984 novel. Yep. Adolf Hitler had a Ministry of Truth. Joseph Goebbels had a Ministry of Truth. Joseph Stalin had a Ministry of Truth. Joseph Biden has a Ministry of Truth, tweeted Errol Weber, GOP congressional candidate in California. Wow. Of course, you know, he has no chance in hell of getting elected, but hey. Oh, yeah, a GOP, a Republican candidate in California, good luck. Good luck, buddy. Georgia Representative Andrew Clyde added, Biden's dystopian disinformation governance board is seriously dangerous. Yeah, it sets a dangerous precedent, I'll tell you that. And wholly unconstitutional. Absolutely. I'm demanding Congress investigate DHS Ministry of Truth now. The newly formed panel will target supposed misinformation aimed at key points of vulnerability for Biden and Democrats. Okay, first of all, who the hell are you in the government? It's not your job to decide what is disinformation, misinformation. That's not your fucking job, okay? The government is supposed to be separate from the people and their political views. They're not supposed to push one political viewpoint over another onto the public. Meanwhile, that's exactly what this is doing. Such as southern border migrants, as well as monitor and prepare for Russian disinformation threats, as this year's midterm elections near the DHS said. Russian disinformation threats. Yeah. Russia's a bigger threat to us than China. Give me a break. Well, we all know that the current administration is in the pocket of China. The spread of disinformation can affect border security. What border security? It couldn't be any worse than it is now. You don't have any border security. Yeah, American safety during disasters and public trust in our democratic institutions, the department said in a statement. But America's not a democracy. It's a constitutional republic. Something that you fucking Democrats never point out. Yeah, and Republicans don't point it out either, which they should be doing. We don't live in a democracy. We live in a constitutional republic, motherfuckers. DHS said that the board will protect privacy, civil rights, and civil liberty as part of its duties. But isn't freedom of speech a right? How are you? Wait, that's a contradiction right there. You're going after people's freedom of speech by labeling their speeches disinformation. So if you have an opinion that doesn't fit what they have labeled as fact or that they have approved as part of the narrative that serves their interests, that's disinformation. So you're not allowed to have an opinion if it clashes with their views and their opinions that they've labeled facts, but not really facts. Because your truth is truth unless it clashes with my truth, which is truth, even though truth is your truth, but only if it agrees with my truth. Ah, I see. Big Sister is watching you. Yet that's the broad that they put in charge. We'll take a look at her soon enough. The board will be led by Nina Jankowski, a disinformation expert. Doesn't that mean that this whole Ministry of Truth is nothing more than a ministry of disinformation and is being created to spread disinformation? Who has been criticized for repeatedly casting doubt on the Post's reporting about Hunter Biden's laptop? She's also one of the people that pushed the whole Russian narrative and the Steele dossier and the Golden Shower narrative. I mean, she's a spreader of disinformation herself. I mean, if it's a disinformation bureau, she'd be perfect. But if it's to be about countering disinformation, she's the wrong person. That's how you know it's really about spreading disinformation and labeling any opposing views as disinformation. It's not about stopping disinformation. It's about enabling it. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. I thought she was going into the private sector. Why isn't she quit already and went to work at her job at MSNBC? Said she didn't have details on the board's role or its executive director during her Thursday press briefing. She's Biden's press secretary, but she has no details. But said President Biden supported the effort. Of course he does. It gives him more power and control. Of course. We know that there has been a range of, well, it gives his handlers more power and control. We know that there's been a range of disinformation out there about a range of topics. So what? None of your fucking business. Let people say what they want to say in a free and open marketplace of ideas, and if what they're saying is wrong, it'll be quickly pointed out. Oh, that's right. Everything you're saying is wrong and lies and disinformation, so we can't have a free and open marketplace, so you have to be able to decide what's disinformation, and we don't get to have a say. Because whatever we would say would be disinformation. If it was us saying that you're spreading disinformation. I see. I mean, including COVID, for example, and also elections and eligibility, Psaki said, but I will check and see if there's more specifics. Yeah. Uh-huh. But of course, you get to say that certain elections were suspect. You spent 4 years saying that the 2016 election of Trump was fake, fraudulent. He was put into power by Russia. That's total complete disinformation. And by the way, this woman, Nina Jankowski, she pushed that narrative, even helped develop it. But that's okay. That kind of disinformation, we don't want to talk about it. No. We want to put the people in charge of countering disinformation who spread the most disinformation. So interesting. So the government is going to take a hand in forming public opinion. The public can't form its own opinions. Oh, no! The backlash over the creation of the board came as the Biden administration also unveiled an international declaration for the future of the internet. Oh yeah, because we have to control the internet. Now, the fact that Elon Musk was able to buy Twitter and now the right, regular people will have a voice and they won't be censored and free speech will be embraced. We can't have that. No. We got to control everything. Yeah, so nobody can disagree with us because our ideas are so bad. With 50 other countries on Thursday that endorsed efforts to also curb online disinformation and harassment. The document outlines ideas for reclaiming the promise of the internet. Ability to express yourself freely. No! We need to protect people from other people's words. Whatever happened to sticks and stones break my bones, but words can never hurt me. Fuck that! We embrace the idea that words are sticks and stones, so then we have a pretext, then we have an excuse to shut you down. Ah, I see. And U.S. officials described it as an effort to counter the practices of countries including China and Russia. Well, we know that the Democrats are not too concerned about China. Most of them are in China's pocket. It notably doesn't mention domestic U.S. struggles. Of course not. They're all globalists. You know, they don't want you focusing on problems that are actually existing in the U.S. Then you'll actually see that there's more important things that need to be addressed in our country, like our border, joblessness, the economy. No. Let's not focus on domestic issues. Let's focus on Russia and Ukraine. Yeah. Doesn't mention domestic U.S. struggles over internet freedoms, such as politically motivated censorship of news stories by private companies and alleged illegal government mass surveillance. Yeah, they don't want to talk about that. The term disinformation has been used to censor content that later gains broad acceptance. Sure. Yeah. But until it gains broad acceptance, they're allowed to call that conspiracy theories, even though there's evidence. And then when the evidence becomes overwhelming, oh, well, you know, okay, it's true, they'll silently admit. But doesn't matter. The time has passed, the interest has passed, the election that the information would have had an impact on is already gone, and people have moved on. Such as the Post reporting on documents from Hunter Biden's laptop, which Twitter blocked and Facebook throttled. Yeah, you surprised by that? Mark Zuckerberg got, what did he spend, $400 million so that Biden could get elected? Yeah. Yeah, Facebook throttled and speculation that COVID-19 leaked from a Chinese lab, which was also throttled and proved to be true, which Facebook banned before U.S. intelligence agencies later found the scenario one of two plausible pandemic origin theories. Yeah. But that's disinformation! If it hasn't been proven yet, well, is anybody going to make any efforts to prove it? Investigate? Nah. No. We're not going to make any efforts to investigate. To be investigative reporters and find the truth, which is supposed to be our job, but we're really just activists pretending to be journos so that we can shape and mold the narrative, because knowledge and information is power, and we like power. We like it that way. Yeah. Don't do any investigating. Just label it disinformation because the evidence for it being true hasn't been found, even though you do no investigating. And if there isn't any evidence, well, you'll just throttle it. The vague document doesn't describe a specific remedy for disinformation, but does call for governments to foster greater exposure to diverse cultural and multilingual content, information, and news online. Multiculturalism? How does that work? How is multiculturalism a remedy to disinformation? To inaccurate information? I don't get that. We want to so muddy the waters with different cultural views and opinions that it's impossible to find the truth, until we tell you what it is. Ah, I see. Exposure to diverse content online should contribute to pluralistic public discourse. Yeah. What do you mean pluralistic public discourse? But you just said you don't want pluralistic public discourse because it can be pluralistic, but just so long as it falls into our belief system, that's fine. But if that plurality includes differing opinions that do not contribute to our narrative or actively oppose it, well, that's disinformation. Oh, I see. Foster greater social and digital inclusion within society, bolster resilience to disinformation and misinformation, and increase participation in the democratic process, the document read. Cultural diversity is key, but no cultural appropriation. I just love all the contradictions. So, I don't see the causal relationship here. How the fuck it won't? So inclusion will bolster resilience to disinformation? The new document signed by many U.S. allies, including the governments of France, Israel, Japan, and the U.K., but the list doesn't include many of the largest but relatively poor democracies, such as Brazil, India, Nigeria, Pakistan, and Philippines. So there you go. There you go. Ministry of Truth. Now here's this broad running it.